Hi, this is Larry Grossman, and welcome back to You Can Bet On It. Great pleasure to have back on. He came on last year a couple of times. Victor Royer, he has out a series of books. He's written 18 of them on the casino games, and he has three new ones out. One about keno, one about casino table games, and another one about winning strategies for casino games. He's going to be over at the Barnes & Noble over on West Charleston, around Charleston and Rampart. And when are you going to be appearing there, Victor?
Welcome. Thank you very much, Larry. I'm going to be appearing tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble store on West Charleston Boulevard.
All right. You'll be signing your books for all your fans?
We have a little event planned where we're going to have some question and answer sessions. And while I'm there, I will be signing books and speaking to customers and players that would like to discuss some things about casino games.
Oh, okay. Very good. Let me ask you about, how you say, questions. Most people want to know, how the heck do you win and which games do you have the best shot at?
Well, some of the best games that you can see on in the casino, of course, are the traditional games like blackjack, where everybody knows by now from the various programs on television and in the various books that if you learn how to play by basic strategy or do what has traditionally been called card counting, you can actually reverse the house advantage and turn it to be a player's advantage. But what most people don't realize is that some of those games that were traditionally considered to be not very good games for the gamblers, like slots, for example, can, in today's 21st century casinos, be actually quite profitable games. Many of the great new video reel games actually pay back very close to 100%, some of them with paybacks as high as 99.9%.
And how do you recognize those games from the other games that pay a lot less?
Well, as far as slot machines are concerned, it's a little more difficult in real slots than it is with video poker, of course. But one of the things in my research that I have found out is that I tend to look for machines made by a company called IGT, which is the world's largest manufacturer of slot machines. And because they have the biggest share of the market, and because their machines are so popular with Wheel of Fortune and Megabox and I Dream of Genie and Beverly Hillbillies and all these wonderful themes, including the new ones that are called MASH, these companies, and this company in particular, can afford to put out machines which are more liberal. And the way that you can usually tell them is not only by looking for the brand name itself, but by looking at the tiered pay structure, which is shown on each of those machines' screens by touching an icon on the monitor called C-Pays.
Let me stop you there, because I look at some of these new games, and you know, I've been around the scene for a while, and this is what I do. I follow all these kind of things. And some of these new games, I don't even know how people know how to play them. I mean, I literally look at them and I go, is there a decision-making process, or is it just what it is what it is? And it pays X amount for, let's say, three Dream of Genies, but do you have any decision-making things there? How does all this work, and how can you read the pay tables? Like video poker, everybody knows, you know, one hand from the other, but how do you know how many things are on each reel, and how can you figure out what's most advantageous to your play?
Well, there are several decisions that you need to make if you want to play slot machines a little bit more profitably, rather than just to walk up to something, put your money in there, push the button, and see what happens. All of these machines have help screens in there, and if you simply push the buttons and learn how to look at the menus that tell you and teach you about how to play the machine, it will tell you how many lines there are, which lines pay in which direction, it'll tell you what symbols pay what you need to achieve in order to reach the bonus rounds, and most important, it shows you whether the machine is what is called a doubler or a buy-a-pay machine. A doubler machine is one that simply doubles the payoff for each additional coin played. Therefore, if you get, say, 10 credits for one coin, you get 20 credits for two coins and 30 credits for three coins and so forth. A buy-a-pay machine is one that rewards you for playing higher coin denominations or higher credit numbers, or in this case, maximum credits. Now, this is something that you can look at by looking at the top jackpot. For example, you might find two machines that are absolutely identical. And you look at the top jackpot and you say five genies, for example, and this is just an example, will pay you 12,500 credits. But on the machine next to it, it'll pay you 50,000 credits or 100,000 credits. Well, that's an indication, and you need to verify that by looking at the pay schedule, which is available in the on-screen menu. But this is an indication that this is what's called a buy-a-pay machine, which will pay you more by wagering the additional coins, in most cases maximum coins. That's why one of the key decisions to make is to make sure that when you go to play those machines, you have enough of a bankroll to be able to play maximum credits. If you don't, you are not getting the best optimum payback of which that machine's program is capable. The second decision that you should be able to make is where to play the machines. And by that, I don't mean which casino, I mean where in the casino to play it. Casinos tend to put their best-paying slot machines in highly visible areas of the casino, something that I like to call in my books slot islands. Basically, what that is a configuration of machines, either video poker machines or video slot machines or real slot machines, which are located in an area of the casino that can be easily viewed from just about every vantage point. And this is done for a very simple reason. People that are playing those machines, those are loose machines, they will be winning a lot more often, and the excitement will then spread throughout the casinos. Where you don't want to play slots is near to the pit area where the table game players are, or in lines waiting for the buffet, or in lines in front of the cashier's cage. In years past, it used to be the other way around because there was impulse play with coins. But because today most of the slot machines are operated by either tickets or by cash and not coins anymore, the impulse play is no longer such an important aspect to the casino's profit from these machines. Therefore, they no longer put the best paying machines there, and they don't want machines next to table games because they don't want their table games players being distracted by people who enjoy playing slots. And people who enjoy playing slots are usually quite animated, and they are excited when they win a jackpot. So those are the two main decisions that you can make. And the third decision, of course, is the kind of game that you like. And there are so many different themes that that players tend to be attracted to. And that's a personal preference. I would say that your first choice would be to look for the kind of visibility that I was speaking about, and then the second choice is to look at the kind of a machine and find out if it's one of those which is a doubler or a buy-a-pack. More of that information is available in my book, and I wrote almost 100,000 words on it, so it's kind of difficult to compartmentalize it all in a few minutes here on this show.
Well, let me ask you about what is most advantageous for the person that's playing. Obviously, no matter what game you're playing, you should play it to the max. You should have 5 coins in or 10 coins in. Whatever it calls for, you should have the maximum amount of coins in. I was passing by a guy the other day and he had a royal flush and he had 2 coins in.
Absolutely. That is the worst mistake that you can make because you are enriching the casinos unnecessarily.
And you're better off. It's just, I'm not telling people to like throw a whole bunch of money at the machines, but what I'm saying is if, let's say, you want to play 50 cents per play, you're better off playing for 5 cents or 10 cents in putting the max in rather than playing 25 cents and only putting 2 coins in.
Absolutely, because then even though the nickel games that you talked about in usually a lower payback percentage game, it is still better to play a game where you are able to wager maximum coins based upon the amount of money that you have available to play with than to play a machine that may perhaps theoretically have a higher payback percentage but not reward you for it because you don't have enough to be able to play maximum coins with it. That's kind of like if we talk about casino table games, for example. It's like somebody walking up to a craps table and not having enough to put double or triple odds behind
right.
their pass line
bets. Putting their most money on the pass line rather than taking odds.
Right, or approaching a place bet on 6 or 8 and having only $5 instead of the $6
right.
that you should have in order to play that properly. And this is one of those skills that you can learn by practicing something which is usually called money management. I tend to call it money discipline in my 5 keys to winning, which appear in most of my books. And basically what that is for you to make the conscious decision before you go to the casino that you are going there to be a winner. And you consciously choose the kind of game that you will play, and you analyze it a little bit, at least, to give yourself the financial bankroll necessary to at least give yourself the best possible shot based upon your abilities and your skills and your knowledge of the game.
Let's talk a little bit about money management at the table. How much money should you bring that you would feel comfortable, let's say, playing craps or playing blackjack? If you're a $5 player, is it 100 times your initial pass line bet? Is it 200 times? Is it less? What would you bring that you could play a $5 game? Or else, perhaps, if you don't bring enough money for that, then you should mark it down to a dollar game.
I usually recommend that your total bankroll be at least 100 times the minimum bet that you make.
Okay, that's
so right. If you are playing blackjack and your minimum bet is going to be $5, then 100 times that should be the bankroll with which you approach the table at which you will be playing. Now, that doesn't mean that you will actually spend that $500. It doesn't mean that you will invest that $500 in that particular game. All that means is that you have that available for that session in order to give yourself the opportunity to be able to ride out the inevitable consecutive losing streaks, which will happen in any gambling game. No gambling game is statistically equivalent on each and every event. It may reach a statistical parity in the infinity or the calculation of 10 million events, which we usually use as a gauge to calculate the percentages of household and payback. But in the short term, in the 1 hour or the 2 hours that you are playing the game, you will see far greater fluctuations.
Sure, it gives you comfort level.
Absolutely, and it gives you the necessary comfort level. And I have a book here called Winning Strategies for Casino Games.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes left. So what are some of the winning strategies that are employed in your book?
What you mentioned is one of them, and that is to have the necessary bankroll. I also have a plan which I call the 10-session plan. And within each one of those, for example, for blackjack, you have a buy-in of $500, and you play for approximately 1.5 to 2 hours, up to about 100 hands, and you practice the necessary basic strategy, or in my case, the modified basic strategy that I created for my specific plans in my books. And you use that by playing a game where you're not playing just one session, you're playing a string of 10 sessions. It doesn't have to be done in the same day, it can be stretched out, but your total expectations is now not vested in any one event or in any one session, but spread out over 10. And when you do it that way, you give yourself an opportunity to come closer to the statistical parity of those events. And if you play with the modified basic strategy and some of the tiered wagering and fractional differential systems that I have created for my blackjack strategies, then you will be able to enhance the yield that these games make possible by you playing intelligently with a sufficient bankroll and a plan for money management.
How do people find you if they're looking for any of these books, or they want to find you on the web or anything like that?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com and write in my name, Victor H. Royer, or to go to any search engine such as Google and simply type in my name, and they will get a bunch of links, or look me up at my publisher's site, KensingtonBooks.com.